This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. What does a rise in drone spraying mean for the traditional aerial applicators out there of agricultural chemicals? Well, at least one company is embracing the technology. Lucas Cook is the chief technology officer at Heinen Brothers Agri Services in Kansas, and he says they see plenty of opportunity for both approaches in the future.
I definitely think we see autonomous crop protection as a really exciting opportunity for us as an industry, mainly because it starts to unlock really good value down at the farm gate. Could really open the potential for spot spraying, which we've seen done in nice little trials and things like that. But what's missing is a really autonomous platform that can fly around and kind of manage these on a day-to-day basis and not have to worry about going out there and doing it manually yourself. And as you know, there's some pretty exciting AI stuff going on out there. When we look at unit economics of spraying full fields or full pastures, a lot of folks want to do it, and some of those applications are very expensive. So even if you could save half on chemical, that's a really big deal.
Heinen Brothers have even launched Kelly Hill's Unmanned Systems, which is holding a grand opening August 22nd for their FAA-approved test site for autonomous aerial applications. This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.